Hail here, OS Reviews. You're watching our hands-on review of the ZTE Symbol T. So lately, smartphones have become more and more ubiquitous. Aside from seeing a slab form factor, there hasn't been much innovation in terms of smartphone design. Well, now we have a relatively low-cost alternative that hopes to break that mold. This is the ZTE Symbol T, and it's the only flip smartphone that's available in the United States. This concept is actually much more popular in Asia, notably in China and in Korea, and we also see some pretty luxurious and expensive models produced by Samsung, which some retail for as much as $800 up to a grand, depending on specifications and build. This is again a budget option and the only one that we've seen here in the States produced by ZTE. It can be found without a contract MRSP for around $80, with the street price can be found for as low as 40s. And those specs include a quad-core processor by Qualcomm. I believe it's Snapdragon 210 or something like that, so definitely not very powerful, but sufficient for a entry-level smartphone. It runs on Android. It's a fairly stock version, I believe, so not too much customization going on. And this particular version also came with a track phone service here in the US, which, as you guys know, is a prepaid network. The front here also features a very small OLED display that can show you some basic notification status. And on the side, there's a volume rocker. The phone is made predominantly out of plastic, but it does have a good heft to it. Other packaging contents include a USB-based power adapter. There's also the user manuals that tell you how to access all the features and set it up for the very first time. In addition, there is a micro USB cable for charging. It takes about 2 hours to completely charge. On the back, though, you will find access to a 5-megapixel autofocus enabled camera that should produce some okay results. It's capable of recording HD video as well. The side here also has a standard 3.5mm headphone port, and the bottom features the micro USB for charging. The flip mechanism feels relatively sturdy here on first impressions, and we have another protector covering the 3.5-inch LCD IPS display, which is also capacitive, and there's also a front-facing camera in there for selfies and for video chatting. Now, because this does have a 3.5-inch screen on the top, this is by no means a slim or really petite-looking phone, despite having a flip form factor. In fact, if we put it next to a device like the Nexus 4, it has a 4.6, 4.7-inch screen. You can really tell how much thicker this is because of the flipping mechanism, and the footprint on the front really isn't that far off from kind of a typical 5-inch phone. So although it slips in pretty easily into pockets or into any jeans, it's also not, you know, as slim or small as something like the Motorola Razr from a few years back, just because that had a much smaller screen on the inside. So just be prepared for that. Nostalgia aside, there are definitely reasons to consider a flip phone form factor. For instance, it protects the screen when it's not in use, so there's less chance of wear and tear. The external display also drains power much more slowly, especially since this one is OLED, and it shows you all the information you really need at a quick glance. Furthermore, again, you can just hang up a call simply by flipping the phone closed, and same thing, you can answer a call just by flipping it open. Alright, so taking a closer look now at the OS, we are running on a fairly stock version of Android 5.1 Lollipop, so by no means this is a very up-to-date Android device. With that being said, most of the latest games and titles that you would want to install from the Play Store are still going to be accessible and without too many issues. So here we do have a separate folder for all our Google services that are pre-installed, including Chrome, there's YouTube, Google Maps. Other productivity tools on here include a separate file manager and email client designed by ZTE, so you'll still see the presence of quite a few pre-installed or bloatware type apps from ZTE, but at least the interface is relatively clean. Tools include some Google utilities like a clock, calculator, sound recorder, task manager, so on and so forth. I can tap on the bottom here to bring up a list of all of my apps, which has also been slightly modified so it works better on this display, and I can also start using the D-pad if I wanted to cycle back and forth one at a time between these apps. Taking a look at the camera first, the interface is again quite clean. The only thing that I'm not a huge fan of is if you do want to take images in the horizontal orientation, which by the way does have an accelerometer as you can see there, it's a little bit awkward to hold a phone like this. It becomes very long, even though smartphones have been getting longer and longer in the past 2 years with stretched aspect ratio. This one definitely takes the cake as far as being essentially the size of two phones extended. But regardless, the controls on the screen are pretty easy to use just because the screen is fairly sensitive, and I can tap on here to take an image, or I can tap on the center key there as well to capture a shot. I can also start recording video. As far as settings are concerned, I can tap on this to go into panoramic mode. I can take a look at different filters. HDR mode is also on here, smile detection, and then settings, I can change the GL tagging as well as resolution if I wanted to. So taking a quick look at some of our shots here, it's actually fairly quick to focus, but one limitation to the camera is it doesn't have an LED flash, so it does struggle tremendously under darker environments. One other limitation is the placement of the camera I don't think is completely ideal. I do wish the lens would have been maybe on the top instead. It just feels a little bit more ergonomic. If you're holding it in one hand, you can very easily cover up the lens, but it seems like most Android flip phones that I've seen tend to all place their cameras on the bottom for whatever reason. Maybe it's just a design choice, not too sure. And here we can take a look at the camera gallery. This is, again, pretty stock, and some shots that I captured earlier. This is an outdoor example. It was, again, pretty quick to capture the image. You can see there's not too much detail if you zoom all the way in. With that being said, colors are actually pretty accurate looking, and they're more than shareable onto social media. I've dimmed the lights here just to show you that the keypad here is backlit, and there's an ambient light sensor as well that will automatically detect when it's dark enough to activate it. And the keys themselves are very large, they're spacious, they're well raised above the surface of the device, which makes texting and dialing extremely easy. With that being said, you would want to make primarily phone calls with this phone. If you do a lot of texting or writing longer emails, that's where it becomes a bit more tedious without having a full QWERTY layout, and having to reach upward to the screen when the keypad is on the bottom here is something that's not a very comfortable experience. However, you do get a full QWERTY layout or a software keyboard if you want to type on screen, and this is what that experience is like. Since it's 3.5 inches, it's not the largest experience, but there is swipe pre-installed, which allows you to very quickly peck out letters just by dragging it along, and there's predictive text as well. As far as shortcuts are concerned, again, this one is the multitasking tray, and that brings up this long list. There is 1.5 gigs of built-in RAM, so not a lot, but it's sufficient for a basic smartphone. I didn't have too many issues opening up a handful of apps in my testing so far. And just because the screen isn't super pixel dense, the processor actually seems to keep up pretty well in terms of general navigation and these basic utility tools. I didn't encounter too much lag or delay, so it still feels quite smooth in terms of performance. We have the standard drag-down notification shade, as you can see here, that allows us to toggle between some of those quick settings, and I can also long hold to access additional wallpapers and widgets. And here are the wallpapers. There's actually quite a few that ZTE have built in, which are not included on a stock install of Android. I actually do like quite a few of these images. They're very colorful and show off the vibrancy of the display to a good extent. There's also theme packages you can install to change how the fonts and icons look. I can even add different effects for the transitions. Pausing the sample there, the takeaway is audio quality is slightly better than I expected, so it's about average, I'd say. Just because it is a mono speaker and placed all the way on the back, where it is pretty easy to get covered up by accident, or if you put it flat onto a surface, it gets muffled up a bit more easily as well. I wish it would have been implemented on the side instead, or maybe even on the front using this earpiece on the top. If I flip close the phone, it actually pauses the sound, unless you are playing back an MP3 directly on the device. Something that's kind of cool is because it has a very angular and boxy design on the sides of the flip, you can actually set it flat onto a surface and it stands up perfectly. So you can actually put it like this and use it to watch videos if you don't want to hold the phone for extended periods of time. And now a web browsing test using Chrome. We are trying to load up the full desktop version of the New York Times. Wi-Fi reception seems to be all right. We have roughly 2 bars of reception. The router is a little bit far from this room that we're shooting in right now, but as a whole, it seems decent. In terms of 4G LTE and mobile data, it's also fairly consistent. I got roughly 3 bars of reception in the Seattle region, so it seems to do all right. And the page, again, if you give it a little bit more patience, wait for a few seconds longer, will eventually load up. The only downside is, again, the screen size is kind of small. So if you are looking at a very large page like this, you probably do have to zoom in a little bit to pan around and read more of the content, but it will fully load. And again, for the most part, the experience is pretty smooth if you don't have too many apps or additional programs open in the background. When it comes to battery life, it's also one of the strengths of this phone. The very energy efficient Snapdragon 210 combined with a pretty low res and small display as well as an external OLED screen means that you can get easily 2 days, sometimes even 3 days of continuous use before you need to recharge it again. And again, it's pretty quick to recharge as well. It just takes under 2 hours using micro USB, and that is despite having a smaller battery pack on paper at 1,800 milliamp hours. So that's more or less it as far as our hands-on review of the ZTE Symbol T is concerned. As you've probably guessed by now, this is by no means a powerhouse of a smartphone. Although it's definitely not for everyone, there's a certain charm to having a flip phone form factor, which I have to admit, I kind of miss going back to a device like this. And, you know, with Nokia really selling nostalgia by bringing back many of their classic phones over the past 2 years, ZTE has made a pretty good bet as well as a reasonable bet in bringing back something like this. It has an old form factor, but a fairly up-to-date modern internals and software. And for the most part, if you're looking for an entry-level smartphone, if you're looking for a backup device, maybe to give to kids or the elderly, this is a perfectly acceptable choice. Despite some of the flaws, let's say in having not a hinge that rotates all the way back, as well as having, again, of course, not a very powerful device when it comes to internals and processing power. So you can check out more details in the ZTE Symbol T in our article, but for now, this has just been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. This has been the ZTE Symbol T flip phone running on Android here in the US.